The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments.
Fresh, she's fresh. something. I hope you understand. Mississippi lady.
All the Colorado ladies.
Woo! Oh, 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 oh.
The girl is so pretty.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Nobody could hear me. I've been talking all of that time. I've got a... Oh, my goodness. Let me message people back and let them know. I think everybody... Hi, Douglas. I was just talking. I had my phone on mute. Douglas.
Yeah, I had... I haven't heard anything until just now.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. So I called back.
I know. It's my fault. You know, it's my fault. Let me send a new message to one of the callers that I know she wants to call in. Okay. Let me send her a little quick message, and then I'll continue talking. Okay. I sent that message out, so let me say hello. I got to say it all over again. Welcome, everyone, to Friday Night Live. You are tuned in to the Emily Pearl Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee. And we thank you so much for tuning in. We thank our sponsors. We thank our parents. We thank our teen talkers, our host, radio show host, Reverend Declan Martin, and our co-host is the most is Sibling Reed Presley, who is not in the studio tonight. She is doing a film session on the football field with our videographer, Richard Seffa, Freelance Video One. So tonight's going to be a short show, and I really thank you guys for calling back in. I'm trying to text everybody, message everybody, but some of them might not even look at the messages now. I do apologize, y'all. I said I was going to stop putting my phone on me, but see, I log into the studio like 10 minutes before, and then I didn't want, you know, anybody hearing me filling up my cup of coffee or if it spills on me saying some awful language. Y'all know I don't curse, but, you know, it spills some awful language. I put it in country terms, you know, like Marla Hopper and all that kind of stuff. But y'all will still know that, you know, that it's not good. Like, so I was saying, I'm just going to have a short show tonight. I'm going to tell everybody how I lost my weight. And it's not really a diet. I did no exercise. I just call it my own formula. And I did it over a period of 90 days because I had weighed 160 pounds ever since 2014. 2014 is when I first started filming in Pearl, and that's why I waited until 2015 before I could did the courtroom thing, because I just did not want to look that big on the screen. But I still
I did a short period. I didn't continue it on like I, you know, did this last 90 days. But it did get me down about 5 pounds because I only did it for like 30 days in time for the filming for the courtroom scene. So since it worked, I said, well, I'm going to try this for as long as the scales say that I'm at the weight that I want it to be at. Or that I could, you know, could be proud of that I've accomplished something, right? So that's what I did. So I'm going to let Doug say hello. We'll take a quick break when I come back, and that's what we're going to talk about. So, Douglas, you don't ever have to worry about weight because you are muscular and in shape. You go to the gym and all that stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I still have some love handles. But I don't have anybody to grab them, you know, so they're like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Then.
That was a TMI
for the audience.
I keep them as concealed as possible.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I understand.
I'll tuck it in and suck it up.
Mm.
You know.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're natural, though, Emily. You're totally natural.
I am. But this formula can work for both men and women. I do know that men tend to have to require more calories than women based on what they do every day. But I still think that it could work for them. So we're going to talk about it as soon as we take our break from one of our sponsors. And we'll be right back, y'all. Go call everybody up. You know, it's not necessarily for anybody who's, overweight, but it's just a formula that they can have if they do happen to get overweight. So, and I want y'all to try because we're going to have another show and we can come back with some testimonies, y'all, without anonymous testimonies, of course. We never ask your name unless you just volunteer. So that went away. We'll be right back. Just one commercial. All right.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new home. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality placement. Call 901-355-2772, the credit doctor.
Okay, so everybody get your pens and pencils ready. The first part of it is, for the first 30 days, you know, I didn't know if it was going to work or not. That's only after the first 2 weeks or so. But I just kept it up faithfully. Then about the, I guess, 36 days, I raised my arm for something, either to go into the shelf or somewhere, cabinet or something, and I noticed my arm looks skinnier. I'm like, wait a minute, my arm looks skinnier. Is this really my arm? And I was like, yeah, it is. So I just kept on going. Then the next thing I know, my knees were not fat in a knob anymore. I had a big old fat and not just a hard thing of fat, knob of fat right in the inner part of my knees. Then that was then I was raising my leg in the bed. My skinny was my legs was looking skinny. I said, "Is this really my leg?" And, you know, so after all the encouragement of actually seeing it in action, I kept doing it. I did it for 90 days, and I still do it because I went from 160. I was 142 when I did the film. So I went from 142 down to 131 in 90 days. And I told my doctor, that's what he said. He said I got a little skinnier, and he wanted to know how I did, and I told him. And so he thought that that was a good pace of weight to lose because when you lose weight too fast, you know, it'll come back. And if you diet, then you're going to binge and it'll come back. But if you just change your eating habits, it becomes natural for you and you continue to lose until you get to your targeted goal. And then once you get to your targeted goal, you can maintain that goal because on average, I only lost about 3 or 3.5 pounds per month. You see what I'm saying? But most of it, the fat was gone. I think most of our fat is like liquid buildup on us, you know, especially for us ladies. We call it bloatedness, you know. And so the first thing that you want to write down is I drink anywhere from 20 to 32 ounces of water every day. Now, I know the Memphis water. Everybody say, I can't drink this water, or I don't like this water, or I don't like water, period. So in that case, I could prefer you to what I use, but I know everybody can't get that right now. So a substitute for that is get you some bottled water. You can just get you some cheap bottled water from the Dollar Tree. I think they have like a six pack. Douglas, you drink a lot of water every day too, right?
Yes, I want to try to gauge it and keep track of it to where I drink at least a gallon. But I drink other things. I drink other things too that have water in it, like Gatorade and coffee. You know, but what I want to do is gauge to where I'm not counting the water in the other liquids that I drink, but just water all by itself, a gallon of water all by itself. You know, so I'm still working on that part. You know, get to that part because I've noticed when I do that, regardless of whatever else I've drank, if I drink a gallon of water all by itself. Something about water when it's virgin water, you know, and it's unadulterated, you know, by any other substances. Now, the only exception to that, I would say, would probably be tea. You know, because tea is herbally based and and herbs herbal tea is wonderful for you.
Well, the thing that I do is, of course, I drink structured water. But like I say, I know that everybody can't maybe afford that. But so I drink, I make my tea and my coffee, of course, with my structured water. But so what others could do is, of course, make your tea and your beverages with your bottled water, of course. Now, the other thing is a soda pop. Yeah, a soda pop for me was like a special treat. I drink a soda pop maybe once or twice a month. When I say soda pops, I'm talking about, you know, your drinks. Y'all call them drinks, Cokes and Pepsis, you know, the carbonated drinks, all carbonated drinks. I'm not going to get it from the fast food restaurant or you buy it from the store. Those are carbonated, and they will blow you up. In addition, they will give you a urinary tract infection if you're not drinking enough water to flush all of that combination and sugar out of your system. So I only drink ginger ale. Why do I drink ginger ale? Because ginger ale is an old natural drink. They don't put on there that it's natural. I guess they can't claim it nowadays due to all the federal regulations and things, you know. But ginger ale, if you remember, Douglas, was used back in the 30s, 40s when they got a mixed drink. It used to be called spritz. Remember that?
Ginger ale is wonderful, and it for your upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really good. It's really good for digestion.
Yeah.
You know, and so like if you have a stomach flu or something like that, you know, one of the best things you can drink is ginger ale.
So it also will help flush weight off of you. It'll break down your cellulite cells. It did for me because I know that I don't exercise. I'm low energy because I have lupus and I have epilepsy. I do not exercise, okay? I'm not your exercise person. I will not exercise.
Well, Emily, what you need to do is go to a spa somewhere, you know, where they have a spa.
No. I tried that and wasted my money. I am not joining no spas anymore. I forget my religion. I said something. Please listen to me.
the reason why I say that, because the buoyancy of the water surrounding you, it takes the gravitational pull off of your bones and your joints and your ligaments, and so you don't get the impact of
Water. Yeah, I don't mind going into the water to just relax, but I'm not going to do any workouts in the water. But we got to move along because people are writing this down. I told them 45-minute show, and because me stupid Miss Dumb Dora hit the mute button on her phone, I was talking for 10 minutes. Nobody heard me. I think I was all past my audience, if not all of it. But anyway,
that's not true. You don't exercise because you walk. You know, walking is one of the greatest exercises.
Yeah,
you know,
I do
it's
that.
Perpetual.
You know.
It's perpetual motion.
Yeah, I'm not secondary by any means. But anywho, the next thing, let's get to our menu. A menu for breakfast. I have a liquid breakfast. Every now and then, I'll have me a traditional breakfast like the eggs and bacon or the sausage and the eggs or grits and biscuits, but not routinely. I probably have that kind of breakfast only
on the weekend.
No, about three times a month. And then other times I have a liquid breakfast. Now, how can you have a liquid breakfast? I drink an Ensure or a Boost or a V8. Yes, I know. A lot of people don't like V8s. I know what you're thinking. I don't like the V8 tomato juice. No, not for breakfast. I don't like V8 tomato juice either. But V8 now have some great blends of cocktails. They got some pomegranate, blueberry. They got some banana, pineapple, strawberry mixed. And these you can drink for your breakfast, because they actually keep you going. I knew the Boost and the Ensure would keep me going. But I didn't actually think that the V8 and the, you know, V8 juice cocktails would. But yeah, they keep me going until lunchtime. So you can buy those in either the 6-pack kind, but it's cheaper to buy them in the bottles. I find mine at Fred's. Fred sells the V8 and the Welch's for about $2 a bottle, $2.50 for the, you know, the, I think it's a 32-ounce bottle. Is that what it is? Yeah. So So get you those, because then you have them just pour you like a 16-ounce cup. I mean, not 16-ounce, 8-ounce cup every morning. That's a cheaper rate to go. So then for lunch, I would have me, for the summer, I don't know what I'm going to change it to for winter, because I might have to have something a little heavy. But for summer, I have me a sandwich. And I like to toast my bread. But if I can't have it toasted, it doesn't matter. I'll have a ham, roast beef, or turkey. And I can't actually, sometimes I eat, most of the times I eat with lettuce and tomato and mayo. I love that. But sometimes I just eat it with just the bread and no mayo. And I buy those already cut, you know, in the cold cut packages. Catch them on sale. That's right, catch them on sale. And then you can stock up a little bit. And I eat chips for a snack. I may have, you know, midday, I may have a few chips. I'll drink water with it, you know, because I love watching movies. So when I'm watching movies, I'm munching on my chips.
Yeah. Me too.
But the way I eat chips is I take one chip at a time. That's important. I take one chip at a time.
And take your time chewing it.
But I nibble like a rat. I just take one little niblet, you know, bite, and then I chew on it, you know, until it's dissolved. And then I take another rat niblet bite. So by the time I've gone around a whole big chip, I've taken about 10 or 12 little niblet bites, you see what I'm saying? That way, you are minimizing the fat and salt that's coming from those chips. And I do them all like that. Doesn't matter what kind you're eating. And I drink a lot of coffee. But, you know, if you don't like coffee, you could fill it in.
I use structured water in my tea and my coffee.
Exactly. But I'm talking about, like, if you're after your midday snack, you know, if you got a while until supper time, maybe because you're not eating supper till around 6 or 7. So if you, like, really need something, just, you know, you can have, like I said, I do coffee. And I only use 1 teaspoon of sugar in my coffee all the time. But if you don't drink coffee, then you can do tea. It's good to always put some lemon in it, or you can have some lemon water, or you can have some cucumber water, or you can have some cocoa, you know. So, and that, believe it or not, will hold you over till supper time. And then supper time, you can eat what you want to eat, but reduce your portion size. In other words, if you've been scooping 4, 5, or 6 tablespoons of mashed potatoes onto your plate, only scoop 4. You know, if you've been doing 5 or 6, just 4. And then the next time, take it down to 3. Then you maintain it to 3. If you're eating a T-bone steak, just eat half of it and save the other half for your lunch for the next day. You know, that's the way you do that. Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. You save money, too, Emily. You save money, too, besides lose weight.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's very inexpensive. It's a very inexpensive formula. So now, if everybody have any questions, this is your time. To press 1, we're going to go take a little quick break. Please press 1. I'm going to check the chat room, see if we have any questions in there. But I do want some questions to come in from the studio. To those of you who stayed on, and those of you that I missed by me having on the stupid mute button, I can't apologize enough. But the show is always available for download. So listen, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Covered Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find, and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, The Covered Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group?
Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous cupboard cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecupboardrestaurant.com. That's The Cupboard Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
One final thing, the chat room question was about desserts. Desserts, yes, you can have your desserts, but just if you eat, because see, when I was working, I'll tell y'all, this is honest truth. I used to have dessert every day at lunchtime when I was working. True that, for real. So that was a hard habit for me to break, but I wasn't doing it once I retired. But I still was doing some munching on the sweet stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have a big sweet tooth. But say, for instance, if you're having dessert every day, then limit it to three times a week on the first month. Then your second month, limit it to two times a week. On your third month, limit it to one day a week, you know, that sort of thing. Just kind of scale it on down, and before you know it, your stomach is shrunk. It has shrank. That's what this does for you. The first day, 30 days, your stomach shrinks a little bit. The next, within 60 days, your stomach is shrunk a little bit more. And within the 90-day period, your stomach is shrunk a lot. And then you won't believe this, but you won't even be able to force yourself to eat the amount of portions that you used to. You'll get full. And you'll have to do doggy bags like I do everywhere I go and eat out. I always have to do a doggy bag. Yeah, so thank you, chat room question. Do we have any questions in the studio? Any questions in the studio? Doug, you got any questions?
You know I always have a question, Emily.
I count on it. go ahead.
Well, I have to. This is a short show. I have to limit it to one question.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, in other words, what you're saying is if you portion your food intake, your stomach mm-hmm. will shrink.
Right, because
if you stretch it, you know, then it'll want that larger cavity that you've created, you know,
right.
abdominal
right.
will want to get filled. But
mm-hmm.
if you know, and I've been noticing since. See, what I'll do is like when I go to work, I'll take my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a morning break and we have a lunch break. I'll split my lunch between the morning break and the lunch break.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'll split it. And,
that's the way to do it.
And then, when I eat dinner, I can only eat so much, you know.
Exactly.
Now what I've noticed since I work really hard,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes I may get up like 11, somewhere between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., and my stomach
mm-hmm.
is growling. My stomach is growling,
uh-huh.
and it woke me up. And
uh-huh.
so I'll eat another small portion, you know, because my body and my muscles are telling me I need more nutrition.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm glad you brought that up because some people do get hungry after they have supper. Like, they'll wake up, you know, because they feel hungry. If that happens, it's okay to have what a lot of people call a midnight snack, but just be, don't have a midnight meal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't have a 5-course meal. But I have done that too. But what I would do is I'll grab one cracker, and I'll just cut off me a piece. I like cheddar cheese and crackers. I'll eat American cheese and crackers, but I'll just have one cracker and some cheese, or I take one cracker and put a little peanut butter on it and smack that and drink some water, and I'll lay that down, going back to sleep, and I'm good. We got another question from the audience. Let us go and get that question in, Doug, if you don't mind. Hi, caller. Welcome. You've been holding patiently. Thank you so much for tuning in and sticking with us, because I mean, your host forgot to. Wait a minute, her call dropped. Okay, well, maybe that caller will call back in. That caller had the hand raised. Hopefully they'll call back in. But, yeah, I know exactly what you mean about that midnight snack, because sometimes, depending on. Okay, that caller has called back in. Okay, Carlos, I was so happy you were able to get back in. Hi.
Hi, I hit the wrong button.
That's okay. It happens a lot up there to my callers, I know. I wish they didn't have it anyway. Well, you know, a lot, that's why I push, I tell people in my post, when you first call in, just go ahead and press 1. It's okay. Because
Really, I've been listening, and I was trying to catch what type of water is. I know you said you can buy the bottled water, but you said you use a particular
structured water.
Mm-hmm.
Structured water, and you can, yes, and I'll give you the website that that I distribute it. I'm a distributor for the structured water unit. It's a portable unit you can take everywhere with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a pen, you can write this down. www.structured, StructureD, water, water, and air, air.com. Then
okay.
forward slash that, and then put in Emily Pearls.
Okay.
And that'll let you just read all about how the structured water works, because what it does is it takes our water back to the way it was in the 1800s or even before then, 2,000 years ago, when God gave us water. And people just used to drink out the water at the river. The water was clean, you know, because, I mean, think about
right.
the Egyptians. They got their water out of the Nile River. You know, and because it was God's clean water, there was no industrialization. Industrialization of the country is what spoiled the water. And you've got some of everything in there. You've got lead, you got copper, you got chloride.
Right.
You know, because they put the chloride
all the minerals.
Yeah. And God didn't attempt all that stuff to go in our bodies. When he made the water, he made it pure. So man
and then,
contaminates the water.
Yeah, and coming down the mountains,
right.
and coming over the rock, the water molecules would roll.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed, Carla, when you see documentaries from these islands, way somewhere where there's no industrialization?
Right.
Do you ever notice how blue and pure and pretty that water
mm-hmm.
is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there's no industrialization. They live in huts. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And they just, and they drink, eat out the river. They bathe in the rivers. And they still stay blue and pretty and clean because there's no industrialization. That's the way God gave us the water. And that's what he gave it to us like that for. Man, and that's why you see these little island countries and places, they don't want industrialization coming to their country because they have
right.
nothing. They're smarter than, you know, businessmen think that they are. They know that that would destroy their natural habitat. You know, because they have, I mean, they have plant growth that's just beautiful and enormous. They eat from those plants, you know, without even having to wash them like we do.
Right. Right.
See what happens when the water comes through the pipes that that goes through the municipality is, you know, the pipes are primarily, you know, they're horizontal, and the water molecules cluster together. If the water molecules aren't descending over the rocks, and with the rocks, the rocks have the minerals and stuff in it. When they're descending over the rocks, then the water molecules tumble and it rounds them. But when they're going through the pipes, you know, going to the municipalities of civilization, you know, then the water molecules cluster together, and the cells don't want to open up for clustered water molecules.
You can find out all about that on the website. It explains it all to you, caller, and helping you take a look at it. And the only reason why I love it. I mean, I will never drink anything else. And I was a hard sell at first because I was like, oh, yeah, right. But I am a living witness that it does work. I always carry my bottle of water with me in my purse because here's the deal. Like, if you're out at a restaurant, I just have my little small bottle with my stretch of water in it. If you're out at a restaurant and you decide that you want to have a Pepsi, then all you got to do is just pour a little bit of your stretch of water, and I'm talking about maybe the size of a table. And believe it or not, it purifies that whole soda drink for you. That's right. Kills all the contamination instantly.
Wow.
And so that's why you see me all the time, if you see me out with my little water bottles. I don't have the, you know, the regular bottle of water. I always have my own personal water bottle, and in that water bottle is nothing but structured water.
Okay.
And it's energizing. And the same way it cleans that drink out, it cleans out your body too. It takes the contamination out of your body, that pasteurized food and contaminated water has put in your system all these years. It actually cleans it out over a period of time. Yeah, and so I've been drinking it now for a year and a half, going to my second year. And, the only time I was in the hospital was for a bronchitis, congestion, some sinuses, too much stuff, pollen and stuff, and mess penetrate. And that was 2013. Then I was in there again this year, and that was my diverticulitis. And my diverticulitis, they don't know what causes it. They don't know if it's a gene thing or hereditary or what. But it just pops up. And I asked my doctor, I was just there with him yesterday, Dr. West, and I asked him, what causes it? Is there any way that I could get a warning, you know, before my hemorrhoids start acting up? He said, no, because he said it's just something that happens, you know, you've got your hemorrhoids high up, and then when they get inflamed, you don't have any way of knowing because you don't feel any pain or anything. And, you know, they just start bleeding. But that doesn't have anything to do with, well, it could have. I mean, it could have came from all those years of contamination, to tell you the truth. But who knows? You know, the doctors don't know. I don't know. But I do know this. I know that since I've been drinking the structured water, my flare-ups have not been as frequent as they were before. I was drinking the structured water, I'd have a flare-up every two to three months. And
wow.
This was the first flare-up when I went to the hospital. I think it might have been 4 months ago that I had since I've been drinking the structured water.
Oh, okay.
That's true. So that means to me that it is happening. And I'm praying and I have faith in it that one day it will completely take it away. Like I said, because I'm going to have birthday in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be 68 years old. So just think about all the contamination that's in my body from all those years. You know,
right.
It took a long time for it to get there. So it's going to take some time for all of it to get out. Right. But it does work naturally. It doesn't force anything on your body. You get to see what's coming out of your water when you put it in your fill up your containers or your water bottles, because this little portable unit, all you do is just hold it on your faucet, and it's only about 8 to 9 inches long. You hold it on your faucet, and it runs down through the unit, and it has a little tip where the water comes out, and that's why how you fill your containers and your water bottles. So you get to see it. The only difference between that, you know what's in your, but when you buy bottled water, you don't know really what they put in that bottled water. And a lot of people say it's just tap water from a lot of different places.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
yeah, for sure. But I hope that answered your question, and I hope you take a look at the website. Wonderful. And what do you think about my formula?
Well, I know I've done the portion control thing. I've done several other things. So when I saw your picture on Facebook, I was like, okay, I need to find out what's going on, because I've been diagnosed with high blood pressure. So I know I got to get some of this weight off of me.
It sure will. It will help. It will help it go down.
Right.
My doctor said I got the high blood pressure of an 18-year-old. It's always like between 128 and 130 over 80, or 82 or 3 or 4. Yep.
Wow.
That's right. And, you know, they still want to keep me on the high blood pressure medicine. But one doctor took me off for a whole week just to see if it's going to stay low, and it still stayed normal. So as my granddaddy used to say, I got an idea about it. I believe I can get off of that. I believe I don't need to take no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And like you said, too, you know, the key is portion control, because we as society now, you know, we're into the fast food. We want everything quick. We want everything done like right now. Instead of taking the time to actually prepare meals and see, I'm not a cooker, I'm an eater.
I'm glad you brought that up, Carla, because that is another thing you really have to work on cutting out is that fast food. Because what it needs to be called is fat food. I'm serious.
Seriously.
I treat myself to like a Burger King maybe once a month. You know, because I love Triborough burgers.
Mm-hmm.
If I go, mostly I eat at the Cupboard because they have home cooked food.
Yep.
But if I stop by, every now and then I'll treat myself to a Popeyes big box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo, yeah.
But guess what? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you know what I'm talking about. But I don't eat all of it. I eat half of it if it's for lunch, and then I eat the other half of something.
Right, and I've gotten better even in doing that because I love Popeyes, you know, so whatever the meal is, I'm only going to eat a portion of it, and I will save the rest of it for another time. So, you know, it's a slow process, and it's readjusting your way of thinking and of eating.
Yeah.
And that's my whole thing. That's the soul.
Yeah. And, you know, the same thing works with pet owners. You know, because I've always held dogs, and I learned a long time ago, I only feed my dog one 16-ounce glass of food, dog food a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my dogs live to be 15, 16, 17 years old. I only just lost my original Labrador. What was it, last year? And she was 17 years old when she died. Now I got her daughter, Marley's 5. But, you know, they finally made this discovery and told pet owners that most pet owners are feeding their dogs more than they need. That's why you see fat dogs. So we really don't need as much food as we think we do.
Mm-mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feed mine once a day, too.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it works. And you see, they still living. Mm-hmm. So they're not starving either.
Nope.
You know, and sometimes I have had just one meal a day. Matter of fact, I only had one today. I had eggs and bacon today. That's the only meal I've eaten. I had my V8 juice this morning. Went out, ran an errand, came back, started watching movies, and that's when I prepared my lunch, and that's what I wanted for lunch. I had two strips of bacon and three eggs, but they were small eggs. but I like to buy the medium and small eggs because you don't have so much white. I like the yolk part.
Right.
People have a fit about buying large and extra large eggs. You're not getting anything but egg white. You know, they fill an egg white and not the real meat of the egg. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't even waste my money on that. I don't buy any large eggs or extra large eggs or jumbo eggs. I buy medium and small because that's
I never thought about
eggs.
That.
Exactly. Save your money, girl.
Exactly.
Save that
never
money.
Thought about
and
it.
You'll see the difference. When you get a medium egg, you only got a little egg white. When you buy a small egg, you ain't got nothing but that yellow yolk. Seriously. And that helps with your formula, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That helps with your formula. Mm-hmm. But you already on the road. Just stick with what you're doing. And before you know it, you're going to raise your arm for something, and you're going to say, is that my arm? Just like I did.
And God, I know that's right.
You're going to be laying down in the bed, and you're going to look at your leg. You're going to say, is that my leg? Is that my knee?
Yes.
And you ain't going to believe it. Because mm-hmm. You're doing it unconsciously.
Right.
And it becomes natural for you.
Natural. Right.
Yes. Yes. Just keep telling yourself, my body does not need as much food as I've been given. All you got to continue to tell yourself. And it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl. Because look, I'm almost back to my school age figure. 36, 24, 36. Excuse me, Rev. Excuse me, Lord Carla, I forgot
okay.
The real one is out here.
I'm sorry. You were destined to crack me up, though, I swear.
But that means something. How many people are successfully getting back? I mean, without surgery. You know,
right.
And without all this hot, lot of work and
done.
Spending money.
Yeah.
I mean, and so now I'm at 131, and I'm still at 131 because I got weighed just yesterday at the doctor's office. So
right.
I'm going down to 125. And when I get down to 125, I might just keep going, Carla.
Uh-oh.
I might just keep on going.
That's awesome.
Yes. And because I can remember before I had my son, when I got married, I only weighed 105 pounds soaking wet. and that sister was fine. Uh-oh, excuse me. There I go again. Rev Martin, listen, I'm going to let the show close. Okay, caller, we thank
all
you
right.
so much for sticking with us. Let me check chat room real quick before I go. Nobody else in the studio raised their hand. I guess they had fun listening to us. That pretty much covered everything. So, Carla, I'm going to let you go to the green room, and Douglas is going to close us
all
out
right.
with prayer. But let me know. All we're right. going to have a show. We're going to have the show in 90 days for all of our callers and listeners because, we got the Southern Heritage going on. And some of the callers, some of our listeners might not get to download the show until next week. So we're going to have, 90 days from now, we're going to have the show again so we can get some testimonies. And I'm going to be posting to that everybody to download the show to listen to it, because 90 days from now, when would that be? January sometime?
Yeah, roughly. This is what, September, October, November,
October,
December. Yeah, October,
January
November,
December. January 7th? It'll be January 7th one. So we'll have this show. The 8th. Well, we'll have this show on Friday night. And then we'll let hear from our callers who had success stories. And you're going to be one of them, Carla.
I'm going to do my best.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Because there's no competition. You know, because I never even told anybody that I had done this and that I was formalizing it. I didn't even tell anybody. I didn't put it on Facebook. I just had to test it first. You know,
right.
And I didn't even know if it would work. You know what I mean? I didn't know if it would work. But I knew that I got to be moving around the set, and I couldn't have my back hurting where I had to sit down all the time, couldn't hardly catch my breath, and that sort of stuff, you know. But I already got COPD. So, you know, I didn't need to carry no extra baggage on the set. You know, Carla, you know how it is on the set.
Yeah,
Douglas, you know how it is on the set. Yeah. You know, you're short of time and you're trying to rush and finish this scene and time go back before you know it. Wow. It's hard work. So
right.
I knew that I needed to be as light as possible. And that was my main reason for trying this formula. And I thank God that it was successful enough for me to share with others, because it's really, really simple. Don't you think it's simple, Carla?
Oh, yeah. It's simple.
Really simple. And
very
so,
simple.
Douglas, do you think it's simple?
Simple? Where is she?
Do you think?
No.
No.
You're right, and I'm right, actually. You know,
And so, you know, but it's not that, you know, it's not that big a deal if you make up your mind. You know, once you make up your mind, then it goes into the realm of what you're talking about. You know, but people, you know, that this is new to, they you know, they might need to set a goal. But for some people that don't have the discipline like what you have, it might take a little more effort, you know, because on your part, you know, it probably wasn't a sacrifice on your part because you had it made up in your mind, you know, like what psycho-cybernetics is.
Okay.
Psycho-cybernetics is
well, we don't have that's another show. That's another show, Reverend. We got to go. We already went over our 45 minutes. All right, Carla. Thank you again. We're going to let Reverend end us with a prayer. Be sure to tune in every Friday night and Monday night, y'all. Don't forget about Trisha's Top 101 at 7 p.m. Same place, same time. Okay, Reverend, take us with a prayer out.
Okay. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, Keeper of Heaven and Earth, thanks for all our listeners from all around the world, and thank you for keeping them and their ears tuned in to our show. And we ask you to protect them and guide them and keep them healthy and strong and lead them into prosperity and health as in the juncture of this show, and that they may learn from some of the things that they learned and listen to and learn from listening to this show about the health of their bodies. And our bodies are our temples of God. We are, as spirits, are the hosts of our temples. And we thank you for this life experience here on earth. And we humbly and graciously stand before you with confidence that we love you with all our heart, might, mind, and strength. And we ask you to guide us in all directions of prosperity, beneficial for each and every one of us according to our gifts and talents. And these precious things we say in your almighty presence, omnipotence, amen.
Amen. So to all of our pearls, my pearls, in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearls, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special. All right. So as we say around here in the Emily Pearl Studio, listen, don't hate them. Congratulate them. And if you deem it and mean it, I promise you, my pearls, everything good that you do will what, Reb?
Come back to you.
Come back to you. That's our time. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time, same station. Say goodnight, Reb.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Good night. Ditto. We sure do.